This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Starting tomorrow, all 32 of Colorado's public colleges and universities are waiving application fees for Colorado residents. Colorado's free application days are part of the state's push to encourage more people to continue their education. Five private institutions, including the University of Denver and Colorado College, will also waive fees. Application fees will be waived until Thursday. The economy of Colorado's second biggest metro area remains healthy. That was the message at a popular annual economics seminar in Colorado Springs. CPR's Dan Boyce.
The U.S. economy faces some challenges right now. Tariffs are biting, inflation's ticking up, hiring has slowed. But Colorado Springs, it's still well-educated and prosperous. This according to UCCS Economic Forum Director Bill Craighead.
We have a lot of great things going here in the Pikes Peak region.
Buying a house is still really expensive, but renting an apartment's actually gotten cheaper. Overall cost of living is slightly below the national average. The tourism, tech, and defense sectors are all strong. On the downside, city tax collections have flattened. That's led to a budget shortfall for the city government. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado's business leaders are feeling cautious heading into the end of the year. That's according to CU's Lead Business Confidence Index. Executives surveyed cited politics and tariffs as two of the biggest reasons for their somewhat pessimistic outlook at the economy. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.